Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And also, we have Psychic Dale Shear and Richard. Now, he's on. It says that he's on. And he's connected. Are you there, Richard?
I can't hear him.
Okay, he's on.
It must be your phone because I can't hear you.
Okay, so Richard might have his phone on mute or something.
Let me find out. I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
We always want Richard to say hi.
Swear to God, every time.
He disconnected,
is your
so
phone
he's
on
gonna
mute?
Try.
Are you on mute?
Don't worry about me. I'm trying to get back on here.
No, you were on, but is your phone on mute?
He's off now.
Take a look. Make sure it's not on mute. He's checking, whatever. If he comes on, he comes on. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Barbara, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Let's tell everybody what we were talking about. Okay. I just got
what were we
10 minutes ago. We were talking about what you just were talking about. I'm not changing the subject on you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
we were talking about Barbara got her COVID shot, and she was scared that she might have a reaction. And I said, you don't have a reaction until the second day, if you have one at all. I didn't have on the second one. I did not have a reaction. And neither did Johnny. Johnny, are you there?
Okay.
I'm here. Are you there,
Johnny,
Richard?
There?
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not
here.
Now
oh, yeah,
you're there.
Hi.
Aloha,
Richard.
Aloha, everybody. Anyway, I had my doctor call me. I went to my doctor's visit today, and I am cancer-free, which I'm proud to say.
Oh, good. That's great.
Which I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, you said you muscle tested that.
Oh,
and,
is that what that
I did.
Was? Oh, okay.
What?
I was wondering what that was. I mean, I was going to tell you something. Go on. I don't want to interrupt.
Okay. So I'm 5 years cancer-free, but what got me is, Barb, the oncologists have quit in general in a lot of places, and they have up in this area too. So we had to have an oncologist be flown in to work with people, and the only thing he got me on, which every doctor gets me on, when they do my blood test, my red blood cells are 1 point higher than normal. And they go, well, why don't you get this tested? I said, no, because it has, and they don't get it. It has to do with high altitude. If I'm at 7,200 feet or 5,500 feet, the oxygen is less. So they freak out and they want you to do further testing. And I go, no. Not doing it. So for all these years, because I've lived at high altitude, then when I go to Hawaii, I go to normal. Then after a while of being in Hawaii, it goes to normal. So they
okay.
all freak out. I
so,
hope.
That's interesting.
This doctor said to me, see, this is really weird. And I have to say this because there's a lot of people that will think I'm crazy but whatever. I had a tiny little cyst like on my breast, on my right breast. And I saw it on the mammogram. No one else saw it. I saw it. And I said to the radiologist, please look into this further, which he thought, this is 5 years ago, he thought that it might be cancer. And we had a biopsy and it was. So most people get freaked out. I didn't. So I sent it to my OBGYN here in Nevada because he is like one of the best in the country. He was a doctor at 29 years old. So,
wow.
You know, he's in his 60s now and he's great. So he sent it to a surgeon up at the lake, and she did surgery on me for 2 hours. I requested no anesthesia. They were not going to do the surgery. And I said, well, then don't do it. I don't care. And Richard was the one that told me that anesthesia stays in your body a long time. And I didn't want it. I didn't want it there. So I just put myself in a state where they gave me drugs or whatever they gave me, but I felt fine. And they did the surgery. And I said, look, if I'm in any pain, I'll hold up one finger and you can use the anesthesiologist. I was in no pain. They were all freaked out. I'm talking doctors, nurses, surgeons. Like, how could you go under surgery for 2 hours and not have anesthesia?
Yeah, I don't care.
I've done
either.
That one. Yeah, well, I just put myself in that mind state. And I was I woke up and I went to lunch. And then I did have radiation, which was a tiny bit of radiation for 30 days. And that was it. And then, you know, they wanted me to take all these pills to prevent cancer, chemo. And I said, there's no way I'm doing that. And they go, why? I said, I've researched it for me. It may help other people, but everybody I know that does does a lot of that stuff dies anyway. So I said, I'd rather have quality life. Leave me alone. So my surgeon was like, my surgeon was like ballistic. And she said, no, you got to take this pill. And I said, no, I don't. I looked at the side effects of this pill, and I said, forget it. It will put me in a tizzy. So I never took it. So 5 years later, needless to say, I'm fine.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
And as the years go by, the chances of it coming back are slimmer. So we're good. Right.
Well, I wanted to say something. You know, I talked to you about this earlier, Dale, but I want to go ahead and say it because this is one of the reasons why we're very thankful that you're here.
Told me this story before, Johnny.
But I didn't say it on the air. Right. I was
yes,
able to
did.
Here. Okay. See,
yes,
what happened was that there was this, I think it was an animal medium that we had on the show, and he was reading. What he does is he's not so much the phone calls kind of person. You know, what happened was that he was on the air. He's talking about, like, what signs animals leave after they pass away. And what happened was that the last time he was on, somebody called in and they said, well, I want a reading, you know, and he wasn't comfortable. He felt very on the spot. So the caller grilled him wanting a reading, you know, and then it made him very uncomfortable. Well, after that experience, and Barbara probably remembers this, but you know, she didn't realize that this was one of the causes. I took Barbara aside and I talked to her on the phone. And I said, Barbara, listen, you know, we need to have a psychic on the show on a regular basis, not every day, but maybe every week, so that the next time that happens, we can say to the person, hey, call back on this day. You understand? And that was one of the reasons why we did this. That's one of the reasons why we have a little thing in the beginning called it Psychic Night is what I called it.
But Johnny,
what?
Number one, you did tell this on air because I remember,
no, I didn't.
But on the set, well, whatever. Okay. The other thing was I was on the show that day and he gave me a reading about my dog at that time. And it was right. And I said, you know, you should do this professionally. And I remember him. And I said, he was very good. And that's the way I put it. I could do that as well. I could read animals as well.
Yeah. Well,
however,
the point I'm trying
like
to get
that,
at here is
wait,
that you're very valuable. Sorry, Connor.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just think I'm a normal person. But anyway, I went and Richard's laughing. I don't go buy cars every year, and I don't go buy iPhones every year and watches every year. So there. Anyway, where was I?
Sorry, I'm laughing.
Anyway, no, I forgot what I was going to say. I forgot.
Do
Barbara,
we have a
refresh
caller?
But that doesn't mean there won't be. So it's
no
sometimes
wonderful,
they just
John,
come
you did
all
a great
at
job.
But I did.
Anyway. Johnny, why don't you give out your phone number?
My point is that
Barbara really, Dale really feels a need because, you know, what it does is it stops people who were never claimed to be psychic being hounded to give readings and being asked for advice. They think because somebody is on here to talk about something paranormal related, they think they're going to just call in and get a reading, which isn't always true, you know. And that's why it, you know, it, like, for example, you know, when
Barbara,
I have...
Barbara.
Yeah.
Do something. Barbara, do something right now.
I'm getting lost again. Like, I'm getting lost because it's like I can't pay attention to it. It's so, the stories are so long.
Okay.
I know.
Well, anyway, the number is 516-531-9874. And I guess the gist of it, the short of it, is that we really appreciate that you're here with us every Friday. You make things
Thank
a lot
you.
Easier.
Whether we have callers or not, I'm here.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
The guy, were you talking about a guy who called a caller, and he actually said that he was a reader, and he read you for your dog. Is this who we're talking
nope,
about?
Different person.
Oh, different
but why
person.
Is Stoney
oh.
talking about this person? I'd like to know the end of the
know.
Story.
Well,
like what?
I don't
what
know.
About it, Stoney? What?
Why
Tell
am
us?
I talking about
what
this
about
person?
Him?
Because if it wasn't for him, I don't think we would be having a psychic on a regular basis on the show every week.
Well, you had psychics on a regular basis.
Right.
Prior
and
to
that
me.
Was right.
A lot of them.
But see, this why this format got that. So the way he's indirectly was the indirect cause of you being on the show, because I don't want people being hounded for things that they about things that they never claimed to be able to do, you know. So it's really
all right,
great.
Johnny, you're losing me. You're losing me.
That.
I don't get
yeah.
it.
I'm not getting that either. I don't get
right.
it. What is
hey,
his
wait,
name?
Barbara...
Just before we move on.
Yeah.
Tell the name so the guy can get the glory for a second. Get his little 10 minutes of fame here with this story. What is his name?
Okay.
On Monday, his name is Rob Gutrow is his name. We're having him on.
Thanks, Rob Gutrow. Thank you. Thanks for the great shout-out about our site that we know is awesome.
I was
awesome.
Saying that I do pet readings as well, but I have people send me a picture of their animal so I can see what the problem might be. That's how I do
it. Yeah, that helps. That really
you know,
helps.
If you're just reading someone's, if you're reading someone's mind, and maybe I could, may not, but if I look at the picture, then I can tell. I need a psychic for my dog. I'm going to tell you right now, he's I was talking to Richard yesterday. I hear this crunch.
Crunch.
What is that noise? And I turn around, and he was eating my bedspread.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, and I'm going, what are you doing? So I had to go find a needle and a thread today. If he doesn't get the attention, he's a Leo. If he doesn't get the attention he wants, he creates a drama.
Yeah.
And he does some very weird things. Like he's gotten into in the backyard bringing, he sees my husband chopping logs for firewood. So he brings the logs in to the house. And then he throws them on the bed and hits my husband over the head with it.
Oh, my gosh, he's so strong.
Yes, he's very strong. 90
oh,
pounds
God.
Of – he is all muscle. He's a big boy.
He's a big
and
boy.
He's,
I
he,
love
he,
him.
Oh,
German
he's
Shepherd,
so pretty.
Right?
He's
wonderful
you,
big
I'll
German
send,
Shepherd. Named Lucky.
I'll send
you
a picture.
So
you
can read Lucky's mind. That's good.
Well, Lucky sort of reads my mind. If I'm going to go sit in a chair, he goes and sits in it before I do.
Oh, that's so
Yes.
True.
I have pictures of him doing the funniest things. I mean, I can't believe some of the stuff. He almost can talk. It's scary. It's scary. I'm waiting any moment now. He's going to say words.
I think he's saying them.
Scooby Doo.
Has anybody seen the movie Marmaduke?
No.
You never saw Marmaduke? Oh, you got to see it. It's all about a dog. It's all about a dog,
okay.
And he's huge, and he's always getting into trouble. It's hysterical.
Oh,
it was a very
cool. I liked Benji when I was young. I loved that movie about that dog, Benji.
Yeah, Benji was cute. I could never handle Lady and the Tramp. It always made me cry.
What about Lassie?
Lassie I liked. Rin Tin Tin I liked.
Mm-hmm. I like Lassie.
Okay, Johnny, what's going on? Nothing as usual. What's going on?
That's
nothing. I did advertise. I even posted it on Twitter, and I got the. And I'm going to go ahead and give the number again: 516-531-9874. I'm going to post it on. I'm going to do another Twitter thing on there again.
Sorry, I didn't promote it that much, Dale. This time I can do it actually right now while we sit here, though. But because I was getting my shot, I had to do all these appointments last minute to get ready for the last minute trip I'm going on.
No.
Yeah,
well,
I'm glad I'm not
leaving today. And you're going to a. I'm watching the baseball game as I sit. You know, I don't have it on voice, but I'm watching the Boston game as we sit here. But you're going to a football game, you said?
Yes.
Are you going to the they used to be the Oakland Raiders, and now they're Vegas Raiders or something?
They are the
How
Vegas
cool
Raiders.
Is...
And
they're
I'm
doing
excited
pretty good.
By the owner of the team. So it's going to be even a better experience. Yeah. With the private VIP box and the food and all that. So
how'd that happen? How'd that happen?
Well, the lady who used to be the bunny mother at Playboy, she just called me up and asked me. She had a couple of free tickets, and she knows the owner, so now I will know the owner. And one of her best friends was the owner's roommate in college. So they go way back, and we're staying at the very beautiful home and all that. So I'm excited. So I just got the last minute plane ticket, got my shot. You have to have your shots to be able to enter the stadium.
Yeah, well, even to get on the plane, right?
No, I don't think about the plane. I didn't hear that.
I have.
I did not hear that.
You're supposed to show a card.
Since when?
I've been
never know, minute to minute.
Because I've been flying a lot. You guys know that.
Well,
they've never asked me. I've been flying a lot. You guys know.
I know that. But I want to go to Hawaii in a couple of months. And right now, I don't know about weather-wise for you, but you're leaving tomorrow, you said?
Yes, tomorrow night.
Okay. We are getting weather here. Tahoe, Reno. Gardnerville, Minden,
there,
they're talking 80-mile-an-hour winds, snow, 6 to 8 feet. So I don't know how it affects Vegas, but you should check.
Okay, I'll check the weather right now. It was cold here today, that's for sure, in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, well, we're 8 hours away from Vegas, but you never know. Sometimes they get part of our weather. You know, so
it is cold there. I know.
I mean, we're going to be getting a huge storm in the next few days here, so I'm letting you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm looking right now. I'll check that out. It says
About Vegas?
Oh my gosh, in Vegas right now it's 82. That's hot.
Oh, wow, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, crazy. I know. Wow.
Now, we're only an hour away by plane from Vegas to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's all
nice.
We are.
But you know what? That's what my flight is. I leave at 7:30. I get there at like 8:40, a little over an hour.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's nothing. Yeah, because you're going, but you're going LAX, right?
No, I go out of Orange County.
Oh, you go out of, yeah, okay. I've gone into Orange County before. I really enjoy that.
So
I enjoy
better.
That and Burbank. Oh, it's so much better. It's so much better.
Burbank too. It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I flew out to Orange County, my girlfriend lives there. I was going to visit her, Suki, you know. But I'll tell you, the food, they didn't have enough restaurants or anything. Is it still that way?
Oh, gosh, no. They're so everywhere, and it's really full. It's a full city. Newport Beach is right next door. It's gorgeous restaurants, too. No, that you would be happy. I don't know why that happened when you were here. It's a big city, full of restaurants.
Because it was a long, long time ago. That's why.
You know when you were
saying?
Why. Okay.
Right.
Earlier in the show, you were talking about your mindset that you actually went through a surgery without anesthesia. So I think you were trying to get at, like, if I just tell my mind and my mindset that I'm not going to get sick, I'm not going to have bad side effects from this COVID shot, then maybe I won't, right?
Hopefully, yes.
It's my mindset.
I don't know if it works that way with the shot, but my first shot, of course, I have arthritis in my knees, so my bones ached really bad for two or 3 days, and then it was nothing and went back to normal. The second shot, nothing, zero, squat, because they tell me the older you get, the less you get any, you know, after effects. And on the third booster, it's only half a shot, so I don't expect anything from that, but they're not letting that Moderna booster out yet here. So, because I called Walmart to see if it was available, and nothing.
Wow. I know the first shot, nobody was around. It was like the guy was, I had to wait for him to get his stuff together. This time, there was a little booth that you shut the door. There were people waiting. It was moving quickly. It was quite busy now. The vaccine place was very busy.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, because we were checking places that we wanted to go with. Richard is from Farmington or New Mexico, and they have one of the highest forms of COVID out there, because they have the Navajo tribe of Indians, and it's very strange. They have a lot of people are not being political, but they're Republicans who don't want to wear masks. And they don't want to get shots. And they have the highest, in Alaska have the highest COVID.
Oh, you know what I heard on the news is that California, and I was very surprised about this, that is the slowest state for the virus to be moving. It is the slowest one where they are contracting the disease.
That's because everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving California.
Yeah.
They're all leaving because of
they all want to get their vaccine to watch football, baby. But, I have to ask or tell Richard something, because we were talking about all the ships. You guys were telling me you need to watch the news, so I have been. I drove down there to the coast for minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many ships. So many ships out there. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I see it on the news, but seeing it in real life is just different, and that's crazy. But at least they're in a nice area. Maybe they can dock and go shopping.
No.
That's what a invasion fleet looks like during wartime.
Oh,
no.
Ships everywhere. Yeah.
There's 80. Mm. Well, how many ships, Richard, is it?
Oh,
is out there?
50, 60 there. I mean, all the major ports are just loaded. Ships are just sitting there waiting to get unloaded. So much
stuff.
And
they've been sitting there for weeks, and I know the food's got to be rotted. And, I mean, who's manning those ships? And it's like, it's really weird. I mean, it's scary. And they're talking about, you know, like a lot of stuff is not in the stores anymore. If you go to the stores and you try to buy something, the shelf is wiped out. You know, and everything's going up in price. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's my thought.
Well, what they've been saying, that the Christmas presents are sitting out there on ships, you know, like kids' toys. I doubt there's hardly any kids' toys made in the USA anymore. It all comes in from China or wherever, and it's all sitting out there in containers waiting to be offloaded. So if you're, you know, waiting for a probably a fake Christmas tree, you might have a surprise in trying to find one.
Well, the Houston Astros just scored a home run, two outs.
Is that good or bad? Oh,
that's bad.
Okay.
Boston, no, it's the first round. I wanted Boston to win. I want them to win. I mean, you know, I'm not a great fan of them. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm from Jersey, so Yankees.
Yeah.
And
the Braves
also,
playing?
Huh?
Weren't the Braves playing?
It's Austin Astros, and then the Dodgers and the Braves. And the Dodgers are two games behind. And I don't know. I mean,
are
you
sure?
Their teams are really weird. I have no sound on because I'm doing the radio, but I'm just watching it, and it's weird. Barbara, did you hear about the Alex Baldwin thing? What happened?
Yes. Oh, God. Mm. At first, I didn't know he actually pulled the trigger.
I know.
Yes, but I read more. Apparently, people walked off the set prior to this happening because they didn't want him playing with these guns, because this is how Bruce Lee's son died. What happens is, I guess there's fragments of the bullets, something that are left in the gun, and when they shoot it, it comes out for real, and that was that. And people walked off the set, and they didn't want him to do that, and the Astros. Okay. And
oh no, that's so horrible. What a tragedy.
So he killed that girl, and then the guy is okay, and he freaked out. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits, and I'm sure she was an upcoming photographer. They showed her picture. She was beautiful, and she was an upcoming photographer, a mom with two kids, and it's so sad. And then, of course, you know, I think this is Alex Baldwin's first movie that he's doing, so good luck, you know.
Gosh,
I'm still into that Monica. I know. If they have a set at all at this time. But right now they're holding the set, you know, because they're doing the police work. But really weird. I'm still into the Monica Lewinsky thing. I can't stop watching it, Barb.
Oh, my gosh. I tried to watch it, and they're making me pay. And I am already subscribing so many things on the television.
Oh, no. It's on regular TV once a week for free, and it's on Tuesdays, I believe, and I get it on Fox HD, Channel 70.
Okay.
Here, I don't know what you get,
but
or go through your guide and go through every day, and you'll see it. I know, that's where they're having it for free, and I've been watching. I have 7, 8, 10 episodes. I can't stop watching it. I'm just mesmerized.
That really is interesting. Oh, yeah. Tell us one thing that is crazy.
You really want to hear it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on radio.
We're over 18.
I don't know. Linda Tripp was taping all the phone calls, which was illegal, that she had with Monica, even though she was really good friends with Monica. And Monica would describe the sexual things that were going on between her and Clinton. They never had regular sex, but they had oral sex and, you know, all everything else, but she actually described him as, I know somebody's going to get me on this. I'm not going to say it.
Richard knows, so I'm not going to say it.
No, he won't either.
Everybody gets the picture, so go ahead.
The size was not portrayed as what people would think it would be. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know
what people would think. I don't know what people would think. Would it be good or bad what they would think? I mean, he's just an average guy to me. Average.
Average. Well, I don't know.
Is he well endowed?
No, I'm not answering the question.
Contain yourself. Yes. Richard saying, shut up. Before you say something you don't want to say. Okay.
That's right. Let's change the subject. Anyway,
yeah.
It is so good.
Talk
and
about
then
watching the dog.
you watch her on YouTube and you'll see a lot of it. And it really, I really felt sorry for the girl because she really, truly loved him. And he did care for her. And it showed.
Okay.
It showed.
Wow.
Okay, and Richard's telling me to shut up.
She's just talking about love.
Well, I'm talking about sex and love.
I know. You're on the air, so you got to be careful what you say.
I know.
I mean,
I am. I haven't said anything.
Well, yeah,
okay,
but
Barbara.
We are 18 and over.
What?
Richard, we are 18 and over. We're marked
down. I know,
down.
But you know
what?
I know that.
Nowadays, if you say something really wrong, they come after you, so I'm not saying anything. Anyway, let's change the subject.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Johnny,
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, I thought maybe you're screening some calls.
No, you know, I can tell you, Barb, both of you, I'm honest about this. I really did advertise. I mean, I put the and usually, you know, those tags
but
they
after
do work.
Johnny, after 14 years, what is up? Sometimes we get a lot of phone calls and we get nothing.
I know.
And we get a lot of phone calls and we get nothing. So it's kind of weird.
I know. I need
very
to figure
weird,
something
but...
out. What I did was I sent a message to Blog Talk Radio asking them what night a week gets the most listeners. I really want
to
hear their answer. I mean, I know that we're on Friday. Well, yeah. I mean, if they say another night, then I would love
it
to hear what. Yeah. So I think that's worth doing. I mean.
As we get closer to the holidays, it's going to be weird. Like Halloween, you certainly don't want to do this. I mean, you know, there's certain
times. Actually, I would think Halloween for somebody like you would get
more help. No, I'm not a witch.
She's not a spooky witch.
I didn't say you were a witch.
People are out. They're out trick-or-treating, you know.
I said that the paranormal is a big subject around Halloween. I know it is.
Good. Let them have it. I'm not part of the paranormal either. You have to really understand that. I'm not. I'm an individual that has a gift, period.
Which is very big around
Halloween. Exclamation point. Have you seen Sex and the City? Did you ever see it?
I used to watch it a little bit.
Okay, remember the bald-headed guy that used to act like he was gay?
Yes.
Carrie's friend? He died. Did you know that?
No,
yes.
I did not. Oh, no.
That killed me hearing that because they charge you for Sex in the City now, too. So, but on the E! Channel, if I tape it, it's all for free. You know, so, but he died. Everybody I know is dying, and I'm going, oh, my God. This doctor today goes, well, you should really get a blood test and check that out. I go, no. I know what's wrong with me, so I'm not worried about it. He goes, why don't you take that stupid pill, tamoxifen? I said, have you read anything about tamoxifen? it's worse. It's a form of, what do you call it? When they give you the, my mind's gone.
Anesthetic.
No, the when they're giving to fight the cancer, what do you call that? Chemo. It's a form of chemo. And I said, there's no way I'm taking that. I'm not putting that poison in my body. You know, so
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to either.
I try not to. Look, I know people that take all this stuff and they die anyway. What's the point? I'd rather have quality of life.
Yeah, but they're well preserved.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm so glad you are fine. What a relief.
Yes.
I'm fine. Fine. I'm working on my pre-diabetic thing, but other than that, I'm okay.
Well, I've got
okay.
a pet here for the pet reader. The pet, I'm wondering why she's so mean. I'm wondering why this white bird is so mean to the little boy bird. She's just a lady boss.
What are you talking about?
I have two birds, and this one bird is... Johnny says we have a pet person coming on. I have
pet
this
medium.
One bird. It's always
I could tell
pet
you,
medium.
Barbara. Barbara,
yes.
I could tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The one
oh,
bird
you
is
want
jealous.
To?
Yeah. The one,
really?
The one bird is jealous of the other bird. That's all. You got to
yes.
give the bigger bird more attention.
Oh, gosh. That bird does not want to be touched. It will freak out. But it is jealous, though, when I give the other one attention. But it doesn't. The white one doesn't want my attention. But she won't let him eat first. She always, like, pushes him around. But they also do kiss, and they love each other as well. So it's kind of funny.
Well, then I wouldn't worry
I know
about
what
it.
Bird I'm not worried. I just think it's funny. And I'm not worried at all. I'm just
I would
trying
never
to
have
take
taken
some time
you
up here.
I would have never taken you for a bird person.
Oh, gosh, I'm not. I am now, though. But my daughter,
you
I
are.
Let her have the birds. But, of course, you know, I didn't really like it that she had the birds in her room. And I brought them in the living room. And just watching them all day long, now I really am into them. And I want to get another bird.
Yeah, I know.
They're addictive.
I had a parakeet when I was a kid named Gigi, and I taught it to talk. It was trippy. And when my mother
what
walked
color?
In the room, just a little tiny parrot, you know, the normal
no,
kind you buy.
Like the parrot? Oh.
Yellow,
oh,
green,
because they're all
whatever.
Different colors.
Yeah, they were, I don't know. I was young, green. That was mm-hmm. one of my first pets, and Myrtle the turtle was my second pet. Which I flushed
turtle.
Down the toilet three times. I don't know.
Oh, God. It kept coming back up.
No way.
I call it turtle.
Myrtle. Well, it had epileptic seizures, so I got scared and threw it down the toilet.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you. Okay. I've run out of things to say. So, Barbara, you talk.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Oh, I got 2 dozen roses. Long stem pink 2 dozen roses just for nothing from a fan.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I've been really enjoying them. They're gorgeous.
You got to be careful because fans can be stalkers, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Pink long-stem roses. We're talking about $100. What?
I thought more. I thought, like, more than that, I think.
Yeah, more.
Just
yeah.
These ones. These ones are so high quality. Well, they are stalkers, a lot of them. And even the other day I was wondering, I wonder how many weirdos really are out there that I'm just writing back as answering them like they're nice, normal fans, and they're really maybe a rapist or a serial killer. I mean, I'm sure I've run across
no,
many.
No one's going to kill. No one's going to kill you. But
well,
and I
no,
think you can fight.
To.
And I think you can fight your way off almost any man. So I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm. I am pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shows is that
yes.
the show about self-defense, and they show a crime, like in a convenience store, a robber, and they show the victim, so so-called victim shooting the robber, and what they did right, what they did wrong. And then they show it in real time. Then they go through it, and the guy picks it apart. And I really am into this. I think that we should protect ourselves. We've had a policeman mm-hmm. on. He says to get a siren or a horn. He's even That's more it. Than Mace.
You know,
Very
I know
well.
What you're saying, but you got to grab the thing if you don't freak out. Best way to do it is take some – I did this when I was younger – is take karate classes. That's the best way to do it and learn how to defend yourself.
I did
or
that.
Boxing.
I need to brush up on it. I should brush up on it, but Lorenzo actually would teach me that stuff, and I would even mm-hmm. flip him
I've
over
heard,
me on a mat.
I've heard but, that. Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah. What?
Well, what I was going to say is that they say the best thing to do when someone is chasing you is to say the words, I don't know him, because
what?
Otherwise people will think that you're it's just a boyfriend and a girlfriend having a fight.
No, maybe that might work, but here's another way. Let me tell you, here's one way, and I've used this before, when somebody is following you, you know, and then you know they're following you, you just turn around and you start following them and you start screaming and acting really crazy and watch them leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the noise. Well, they don't like the noise.
No.
They don't
want
to go after
it. They don't expect it. They don't expect mm-hmm. that at all. You start chasing
they
them, and you start going crazy on them.
Oh,
and
I
take
down my peeping Tom. Mm-hmm.
See? Peeping mm-hmm. Tom? You had a peeping Tom? Oh, Jesus.
Not at this place. And I screamed and carried on and was grabbing my, because he was watching me undress completely for a long time through my window. And
oh, wow.
I screamed and I swore really bad swear words and screamed, ran out my house after him with my robe, tying my robe, and my neighbor man came out. It was 4 a.m., though, because my girlfriend from Seattle was visiting. We went down to a company party, and it was just one of those really late nights, but it was December, and it was super hot. Odd. Hmm. So I opened the window, and whoever, that's weird. They were watching us come home that late at night. From 2 to 4 a.m., something really late. We let the babysitter go, and she got on the couch. I was in my room, and my daughter was there, and the guy was by my window peeking in with his hands even on the ledge. And I looked, and he put his head down really fast so I couldn't see his face. Oh, my gosh. There was not even a screen on the window. He was closer to my daughter than I was at a time.
I would have screened the window to on your fingers.
Can't believe it. And I mean, you feel like you're safe when you are with a friend, but you're not really. I mean, Ted Bundy went in and killed like 6 ladies in one place.
Well, let's not talk about that. I've had some weird, thank God I have a dog. My dog will kill you if you come anywhere near me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. My dog will go for your throat. And I love it. I mean, it's just, I feel so safe with him. I go in the car with him, and he'll bark, and he'll tell people, hey, you stay away. This is my
dog. The dog barking. And my neighbor has a dog, and anybody near our doors, just the two doors are closed, it barks. So I get the benefits of her dog barking at people out there.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I like it.
I've had weird things happen to me when I was young and real pretty and all, and I've had airline pilots follow me home. I mean, literally, I've had truck drivers follow me home. I don't know what it is. It's very weird. So I know what you're talking about.
But you don't.
But now that I'm older, it's fine. I'm not as beautiful as I used to be.
They still follow you.
Huh?
I want to get a gun and learn how to. I can shoot
a gun. No, you don't want to do that. I would use it and end up like Alex Baldwin. I don't think so.
Oh, that's true. I don't. You know, my premonitions about prison. I don't want to get closer to that. It's just so weird.
What?
Somebody said it was another life, Dale. Because I always have these thoughts of prison, of me in prison. I always have these
of you in prison. I don't think so.
Yes. So I don't know why. And I was obsessed with prison for a while, was watching every show I could find on it.
I'm not. I would stay out. I don't want to be in prison. I don't want
but to. Do you think I should get a gun?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're as bad as I am, temper-wise. No. No.
I
recognize I have a temper. And when I have used a gun before, I had to. This is when I was really young. I was 18, 19. I was married, my first husband, and we had a rifle, and he would take me to the rifle range and all. And this guy, I let him in my house, and he was trying to sell us something, and then he told me to sign the paper, and then if I signed it, I'd have to keep this thing up on my window for a lot of years, and I figured, that's not right. So I went into the bedroom, and I put the gun on lock, and my 30-30, and I came out with the rifle, and I pointed at him. I said, get up out of the house. Do not come back. Do not pass go. Keep going. I've never seen anybody run so fast in my life.
Awesome. I'm so glad you have that, though.
But then I put
you had that at the time.
No, but I just, no. I would say not a good thing to do. Not for me.
Whoa.
I got a bad temper. I mean, I don't have a bad temper. I mean, Richard's ever seen my temper. I've only, you know, I yell and scream the Jewish way, but I, you know, when I get really mad, get out of my face. Oh, my God. I see red.
Has he not seen that? Has he not really seen the mad?
Mm-mm. Yeah. He hasn't seen that yet.
He's too sweet to see that.
I
know.
Okay, so, Johnny, we're going on 14. We need to talk. We're going on 14 years. You got to find out what's wrong, what's going wrong, you know.
Well,
and,
I do. I mean, I'm going to see if I can look at some consistent advertising methods that, I mean, but I will, I'm going to talk to some people and see if I can figure out, because I'm telling you,
Zoom is 100 times better, you know, if we go on Zoom. And that's, don't you agree, Barb?
Totally agree, because it's made for people who want to look good. The other one is made for people who are just in the office, doing charts, all that. The Zoom is made for, it's more flashy. It's more for, like, the entertainment world. They all use it. I think we should switch.
Are you talking about Blue Jeans or Zoom?
Yeah, from Blue Jeans to Zoom. And, Barbara, I'm ready in the next week or not in the next week or so to do whatever interview you want.
Okay, good. Well, I'll be back Monday just like normal. So we'll schedule that with you then. That'll be great.
You
want to
give a shout-out, Barbara?
Well, she was talking.
Good, sorry.
Hold on, Dale. What were you going to say?
I don't remember. I forgot.
Do you feel like it's a lackadaisical day? I kind of feel that way today. I feel lackadaisical today.
Lackadaisical. That's a very good word.
Yeah,
that's a very good word. I haven't heard that in a long time. Lackadaisical. I got to use that.
I use that a lot. Yeah. I mean, I feel good. But I don't feel sick yet, you guys, so that's a good sign. So,
I told you, nothing will pop up. So leave it. Just don't put it in your head, okay?
Just
like
don't even think about it.
Yeah, stupid doctor put stuff in my head, and I said to my husband the other night, I hope he doesn't mess up my head because I got it in a good space, so I'll be all right. I'm already losing weight. I'm already losing weight. I'm watching my diet. I'm doing good.
You're okay.
Ah, oh, gee, thanks.
And you're all settled in, so that's wonderful. You're home.
Yeah.
I think it's all great. Okay, everybody, well, you missed out on getting your free readings today, if you're listening out there. Don't be shy. Sometimes we have tons of phone callers in. Today we didn't, but it was very enjoyable chatting with you and finding out funny things Dale has to tell us and listening to her and Richard. I always like his laugh. His laugh is contagious. So,
life, laughter, and whatever.
Live laughter.
And Johnny, please.
Thank you, Johnny,
Barbara,
for your efforts.
Barbara, mm-hmm. Wait, when you post, people call. So do something, okay?
Okay? Well, can you put that on all of my social media, Johnny, and then I just push accept, and there it is, if I'm in a jam
but
and I don't have time,
Johnny,
that works.
I think that you really need to look into Zoom, and we really need to go up live in next few weeks and start doing it.
Let's switch it to Zoom. Everybody knows about Zoom. Nobody's heard of Blue Jeans still to this day.
No one. That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so
anyway, I'll shout out for a big aloha.
Yeah.
I have a meatloaf in the oven, and I got to take it out. Okay?
I wish
okay.
I was
good
there.
Night,
okay.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha, you guys.
Aloha.
Follow us on YouTube. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.